This is Davinston.
And we are back. Last segment of the evening. It's been a fun show. A lot less fighting than I anticipated, you know.
I know. I thought that was going to go like the three asshole amigos, you know. And it's like somehow we kept our shit together.
Joe got a little loud on one of the segments, but it did not spiral out of control like it could have.
No, there was no table flipping, nothing.
No. No name calling.
Hasn't spiraled out of control in a while.
I know. What's going on?
You sound disappointed.
I am.
Shut up, Gil. I'll turn on you. How you like them apples?
He has already. What happened during the break?
Yep.
Yeah,
really?
You do.
Really?
That she didn't deserve?
Well, come on. Every night.
I'm not with you every night.
Well, if we were, it would happen.
Don't fuck up. It's really quite easy. Be better. Don't fuck up.
Be better. Sure. Yes.
When fact checking, don't roll your eyes. Like, oh, for Christ's sakes.
Well, it's just like, okay, like, look into the jobs report and let's do an analysis of the two Augusts and let us know what types of jobs have grown or what. I'm reading the shit and I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to just, like, put this together.
No, they break it down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They break it down.
Yeah. And you're talking to me during the show. And we're carrying on a show. You're talking to me and I'm supposed to be reading this
shit. I don't recall talking to you during that
segment. Yeah, you did.
That was stupid.
You did.
Yeah, there's never really reason to talk to you. That was foolish on my part. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Bullshit.
Yeah, really.
Host of this show.
I understand. But, but all things considered. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm talking to my co-host.
I know. It's like, that was dumb of me.
Well, at that point, she was putting on her researcher hat.
Oh, yeah, you know what? It didn't fit very well.
No, it never does. All right. Let's do, what the fuck is this?
It's
Scambusters.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since we dusted off the old Ann Jackson files.
Yes.
So we'll get this. Pip will give us the categories, and we will do this.
I think we have three exciting and possibilities this time.
Ah.
Well, we have the traditional favorite, Mr. Davin. Not that he's the favorite, but the category.
Funny. Good jab, dear. Good jab. It's stupid.
Thank you. I couldn't remember.
What are you, her corner man?
Well, you know, you were nasty to her, and she shot back. I gotta
ref. My mouth
so when I rip
out.
Her new one, you're gonna throw in the white towel? So I fucking stop.
No, she'll have her opportunity to rebut. See, but
I only butt once. No rebutting.
Gotcha.
Again, Joe, what so show would sound like with Joe and Pip? It'd be very, very punny.
And funny.
Yes, it would be funny.
No, not funny. Funny.
I couldn't remember the real name of it, so I called the second category Wrecking Ball Red. And
damn it all, Red.
It's damn it all, Red. I couldn't remember what it was. Damn it.
Could be baboon ass Red, but Joe called it damn it all, Red.
No, it's damn it all, Red.
Damn it all, Red. And
things we say about Pip. Damn it all, Red. Get the fucking results.
Stop rolling your eyes at bullshit with Tom.
we're
in the middle of a debate here. We need some facts come in.
Exactly. See, now you understand. Welcome to this side of the aisle.
Funny.
Joe's an independent. He'll be an asshole to both sides.
Thank you. And speaking of which, that's our third category, asshole.
Huh.
Nice. Refreshing.
Yeah.
You don't think so? I think
she has so much more creative things.
I know, but you know what? The weeks that I call them, that's the week. Doesn't week the week be the week she says them? Easy for me to say. So, what do you think,
Mr. Dam is going to be four?
For Mr. Davins.
Okay, damn it all, Red.
Yep.
I'm not feeling it tonight. Zero.
All right, zero.
Okay, asshole.
Feeling it. Go fuck yourself.
How are you feeling about asshole?
I'm going to give four assholes.
I usually do it with two others, but we can add a fourth.
Yeah, really. Four? All right, then.
You know, it's funny. As soon as I said that, I opened the door to him. Go on, run through it with something.
It's nice to be invited in.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to barge the door down, but you always give me a nice opening. Thank you, John.
Oh, hey. Isolate that. six Mr. Davins for me.
I would like for you to have like a category once and like call a category and put zero. Like you just put it out there.
Right.
I don't even believe in this shit.
I don't believe this shit. Damn it,
really? You think there's gonna be that? Ugh, what's wrong with you?
I gotta write something tonight. I was short on time.
Damn it.
Tonight's word is
the.
Oh God.
I'd put 53. I'd put 53 down.
Actually,
I guess you know you're gonna fucking click that number.
Can you imagine if I said the category was me.
That,
oh my
that'd
God!
Be, that'd be a good
that's
one.
Food for
oh, that
thought.
Would be forever.
That's food for thought. That'd be.
I know. Pip only has a certain amount of fingers. She can't count higher than that.
She can't say me and write one.
Yeah, well, she's not much for the multitasking.
You should see me at the program.
She's not much for talking either.
No.
That place you go every day?
The day program.
They give you money.
Took it out of me. All right, so one for Damn It All Red. And I'm going to say six assholes.
Yeah, right. Don't give him
your phone. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, so when we last left off a few months ago. When we had the Reaper. Anne was fighting with Parker Green.
Yes.
So now this is...
Left off any time.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'm feeling good about asshole as a category tonight if she's fighting with him.
So now this is Anne writing to Jennifer, Parker Green's daughter.
Yes. Mommy.
Jennifer, I will not contact you again. I will not contact you again. I delete your dad. Thanks for all. Bye, Anne.
Wow.
Saying goodbye.
Wow.
And then this is to Anne from Barrister Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba.
That's his new theme song.
Yes. I'll make you write a fucking bumper for it.
See what you did?
Don't get too giddy. Mrs. Anne Jackson, I've been at the transfer department of foreign international transfers. Why do you mock? It's legit. Probably photoshopped a nice little seal to prove it.
The transfer department of the transfers.
The Department of International Transfers. If yes. You say it twice, it makes it more reals.
It's the redundancy department.
The scamming department of international scams.
There you go.
Exactly. The bullshit department of international bullshit.
Oh, wait, that's normal government.
Yes. The transfer is under process, and they told me that you need stamp duty. Oh, a poopy. It is just $580. Interestingly enough, he put the dollar sign where it belongs in front of the number. He doesn't usually do that. He must have fucked up.
Yeah, he did.
I have transfer details here now, and I will be waiting for the payment of the transfer stamp duty. The transfer protocol manager told the transfer protocol manager.
Oh, please.
Somebody wants a title.
You know he's got a card.
My fake friend over here wants a title.
Title's for $200, Alex.
That's a duty fee. The transfer protocol manager told me that the transfer is ready. Just for you to get the stamp in, it is done. Please.
I'm sorry. You read that wrong. He told me.
No. Ans or me's.
Ans or me's? I didn't even know that.
Yes. Rules are rules.
Oh, okay. Men have died.
Bits have died.
A lot of them, too. Should have a little Arlington Cemetery over here. Dead bits.
Arlington Cemetery. Write that down. Arlington Cemetery of dead bits. Can you imagine the blood Pip would have on her hands?
These poor jokes have died.
Trump would come out. Now's not the time to talk about bit control.
And he had no punchlines or any sequence or any animal thing ever.
It seemed like a nice premise. It was new, but it died before its time.
Their brave premises went down in fiery crashes.
Doing a callback and telling people it was a callback.
Yeah. Having to explain the joke three times and watching it still die in agony.
Yeah. Muslims on film. Oh, that's a whole section for that. there's an eternal flame.
Right. Any bit that gets the eternal flame.
That's the eternal
that
flame.
Bit. Holy mackerel!
It was a terrible.
We tried every which way on that.
Every way, and
bit.
It was terrible.
Damn it, no, you can't. Hey, we tried.
It does not deserve resurrection. That thing has to just.
The only bit I watched die like that, try to save, is when I did the Guido's bit with Art of the Topless. When we did it to Heroes, and I was singing. We could be Guido in a tracksuit.
Oh God!
And Dawn Quinn is dressed as a Guido, and we thought it was hysterical in rehearsal. We go to do it live. I had
dying.
To sit there and sell
it.
That fucking thing for over 3 minutes. and then I get to, I knew it sucked, and Anthony Cumey was there. Ann was there, and I go up. I go, it was pretty big. He goes, ooh.
When I was doing community theater, and it was a Peanuts show, and the very old lady who was playing the other Peanuts character forgot the lines to the song, and we're the only two people singing the song.
Oh, that's not good.
And it was a call and response kind of song.
Oh no!
Yes. So I'd say, and if you said this, I'd say that, and if you said this, I'd say that, and I dragged her little bony ass around on the stage during our dance.
You got to do what you got to do.
And she had her her eyes were like platters, and I just sang the whole song to myself.
You got
to
do what you got to do.
And meanwhile, there's like I see. Everybody looks like they're watching a car wreck, and I'm like, you're watching a car wreck.
We had Fragile Sky, we were playing a couple of weeks ago, and I play this intro, which is about maybe four measures of music. So I start to play it, and Mike, my guitar player, is having a problem with his effects pedal, and I'm still playing, right? And I'm like, oh my God. So then my bass player is now having equipment problems. So this... This thing that was now just a simple four-measure intro is turning into a deep album cover. Right? And I'm sitting there, and I go, all right, I'm going to look like an asshole. I go, I'll look like an asshole. If we stop, the whole band looks like assholes because we just stopped, and there's no point. So I go, I'm going to have to keep playing.
But are you playing the same part over
and over?
I'm
trying to accentuate it and make it a little different and stuff. But it's only supposed to be this one part format. But, you know... So I told the guy, and it's funny, Andy, my drummer, goes, that was a little bit long. I go, I didn't know. I didn't see they had equipment problems. I go, that's only to be four measures.
That was a little bit long.
A little long. He goes, why so long? They were supposed to be ready. They had equipment problems.
Everybody loves a keyboard solo.
Yeah.
Really? You're improvising.
Yeah,
like,
boy.
Help me.
Show off. Anyway. Yeah. I have transfer details here now. I will be waiting for the payment of the transfer stamp duty. The transfer protocol manager told me that the transfer is ready just for you to get the stamp, and it is done. Please be fast. Send it to the same name and address and send the info. I have to answer my call now. Why would you have to write that? You would just answer that. You're writing.
It's not in real time. You don't have to tell us. Yeah, really? I have to answer my call now. I know you're waiting for... It's hours later. She's reading this. Okay.
Jennifer Green is calling me. She's at the bank waiting room. Banks have a waiting room?
Really?
Really?
I'll be waiting. Regards, Barrister Morris Mariba.
Oh, there's a lot of waiting. Mm-hmm. That's so stupid. She's calling me. Oh, let me tell you about the call.
Mummy.
Ah, here we go.
It is true, I asked the manager when he told me, and he confirmed it. I do not know what to do. I am crying too, Mummy. It is not a scam. Please believe me.
Okay.
My dad is very sick, and I am crying here at the bank. Anne writes to, Barrister Morris writes to Anne. Mrs. Anne Jackson, my job here is to make sure that your funds is transferred. No, that's honest. That is his fucking job.
Yeah, that is. I want to make sure you move that money.
Please follow my advice. This is the stamp fees. I did explain to Lady Jennifer, and she herself confirmed.
Lady Jennifer.
Please, I am a plain person.
Are you now?
He is.
Trains don't do
He's
it
not
for
a fancy
you.
Man. He's a plain
person.
My word is my bound.
Not his bond. It's his bound.
Well, he doesn't want to lie. He's a plain person.
Regards,
Barrister Morris. Again, from Barrister to Anne. Mrs. Anne Jackson, I am your lawyer and nothing like this will happen. I give you my word. Just the stamp fees and the funds is out of the UK to Japan. Regards, Barrister Morris.
Nothing like this will happen? Nothing like what?
No, she knows. Again, the funds transfer that can be done here is a limit. This is the limit of 1 million Japanese yen equivalent. If you have the 10% of it, which is 100,000 Japanese yen, please send it to Mr. David Moore. Then I can rush to the bank, and the bank will make the first transfer today. I do not lie, and I have no time for shitty words.
This is a guy I can trust.
Regards, Mr. Should that be what it's called? I do not have to. I have no time for shitty words.
I have no time for shitty words.
I don't know which one we should go with.
I don't know.
Arlington Cemetery or Bids or.
I really like the Arlington Cemetery.
All right.
Oh, it's funny. I wrote Joe's Girl before I left.
Of course.
And I go on the way up to the show. I go, it's really shirty weather out there. And then I saw what I wrote. I go, and I stand by what I said.
Double down.
Colors and sleeves everywhere I look.
It was shirty. And layers.
100,000 yen in dollars is only $879.
It's still,
sounds impressive.
It's still a fee.
It's a lot, but it sounds like a lot more in yen.
When you're paying for bullshit.
Oh, top dollar.
Exactly. Another one.
Top yen.
Please, I am not a scammer. It is 1 million Japanese yen. They can do the transfer. If you have 700,000, I will try to assist you with 300,000. Please, do not be angry, as I know how you feel. If you can send it today, please ask Jennifer to meet me at the bank. First of all, no fucking lawyer is going to raise money for you.
No.
They don't do that.
No, they don't do that.
It's not having a fundraiser at the lodge. Either you have the money or you don't.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Exactly. If you can send 60,000 Japanese yen tomorrow morning, then I can complete. Please reply urgently for me to arrange it today. Regards, Barrister Mariva. He's not good at this.
Also, yeah. Also, a lawyer doesn't negotiate or does not make an offer unless you give the okay for it. You know.
Well, we're only seeing this side of the conversation. Mm.
So 60,000 yen in dollars is $527.
Still for a fee. You know, yeah. I mean, even for a fee. Somebody told you, well, we're going to move. But the fee, let's say, we're going to move. Even if you did, let's say it's $100,000. The fee is $570. It's ridiculous.
And then I don't have it. And they're like, oh, you know what? Suddenly the fee is $527. Yeah. No.
I have a finished arrangement with the bank. You can send the fees, 50,000 Japanese yen, tomorrow morning. Confirm it and reply back to me now. He's losing money.
Okay, we're at the basement price of $439.
I just got to get those stamp duty fees.
I know, and they're going down. I would just wait because the price goes down every time he talks to her.
You have the name and address. Please send the fees, 50,000 Japanese yen to David Moore Akragana tomorrow morning. Regards, Barrister Morris. Because, you know, when I am sending money from Japan to the UK, I always make sure it has a nice flyover in Ghana.
Yeah.
Kindly take note that your funds is in progress. They have asked you to resend your full bank details to avoid any mistake. You have also got to know that the stamp duty fee for 1 million yen is different, and they have told me that you will pay 40,000 yen for stamp duty. I am waiting. The bank is in process.
It's in process.
You heard him.
Brick by brick.
Yes. Please respect yourself.
What? That's what it says? Yes. Please respect yourself.
Please respect yourself before I charge you for insult on me. Can you imagine if he worked here? We'd be broke.
That's what he wrote?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
no, I'm fucking improvising.
You could be stupid. You've done it before.
I have, but I'm not now.
All right. read that again.
Who's saying this?
This is Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. All right. Sorry.
Please respect yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Now I have to start again.
You ruined Zombo.
Please respect yourself before I charge you for insult on me.
I'm going right on
charge
that.
You
is. For insult Because
I might
me.
Throw you a couple bucks just so I can
oh,
keep doing
it. Oh, let me tell
it.
You something. That would look like the deficit clock here.
It would.
I keep my words. I am not a liar. The money with me is not complete. The Yorkshire needs about 100,000 yen, and all I have is 60,000 yen. We need 40,000 yen more. I cannot send back fees. So please, watch your lousy mouth. And your is you are. Watch your lousy mouth.
You
Who
are.
Has time for... It's like this guy's fucking tweeting.
Watch your lousy mouth. Well, she must have said something nasty
obvious,
to him
obviously,
in between.
Yeah, obviously.
Watch your nasty mouth.
Obviously, the unpleasantries were exchanged at some point.
No. I am not a scammer. I do my duty for you. Like a good boy. I do my duty for you and to make your funds legal for transfer to your bank account. If you want me to pay the fees, let me know and I will draft an agreement letter which you will sign. Thanks, Barrister Morris. Your funds is in progress to be transferred and the bank is going to transfer all your funds out of their bank today. I am here fighting for your case and you insult me always. Be warned!
Wait, so I want to know really what does she say to him?
Oh,
at
I think we have an idea.
Yeah, I think we do
I
too.
Know.
We've seen her work.
How dare you insult me? That'll cost you 20,000 yen.
Dear Mrs. Ann Jackson, I am just coming from the bank now, and there's a little problem with your Asian tax clearance.
Now it's taxes.
Now, yeah, and it's Asian. Okay.
Well, she's from Japan. This is the only people who can stop your funds from not entering into your bank account in Japan. The Asian tax clearance is a must-obtain clearance to protect your funds not to be stoped by the by the Japan government or any Asian body.
Not to be stoped.
You heard me. Who's got time to pee? We only have time for one pee, not two pees. Yeah, we're in a hurry. Got to get back to her.
No stoping.
No stoping. Or stopping.
Stoping.
No stoping? Oh, this time for stoping.
The fee is 70,000 Japanese yen, and it is for 1 year. Try to get the fees and send it urgently. After they have cleared the Asian tax, then your bank will call you immediately that the funds has been deposited into your bank account. Thanks, Barrister Morris.
Wait a second, it's for 1 year? What do you think, I have a year's worth of scam money stopped up someplace?
Stoped up.
If this goes according to plan?
Yeah.
Mrs. Ann Jackson, please do not call me that.
Start every email tomorrow with please do not call me that.
Every business dialogue, please do not call me.
I'm gonna text everybody, please do not call me
oh
that.
Oh my God, I got a funny feeling she might have called him number three a lot.
Number three.
Asshole.
Asshole.
That's number three?
Yeah, on the, yeah.
I was like thinking one is pee, two. I was trying for the life of me to figure out what
number three was. No, no, on
tonight's. I thought it was like diarrhea. I'm like, diarrhea?
No.
Cha-cha-cha.
By the way,
Joe's girl got that.
Joe's girl says, for Mr. Davins, and she does not believe there's going to be any damn it all red, and she thinks there will be no assholes.
She does not listen to the show. Then. Please do not call me that, Joe's girl. I know what you did.
God, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's so funny. God, what she...
It's like, we don't even have to know. Please do not call me that.
She has no cooth either. Yeah, it's late into him.
Yeah, if only she could be more polite when dealing with scammers.
I understand, but you know, this guy's a creepy scammer, and she's like thrown everything in the book at him, you know?
I like it when we can leave it to our imagination.
I know. It's not... She doesn't even have, we know what she's up to, though.
Yeah.
We know
how
she
speaks.
Yeah,
we know her M.O.
I've secured all your documents, and the bank is signed to release your total amount since last 2 years. This is why you will pay the sum of 70,000 Japanese yen. I am so sorry not to ask very well, but I am 100% sure that the total funds will be released by tomorrow once the fees are paid. I will be there with Jennifer. Regards, Barrister Mars.
Oh, really?
Mrs. Jackson. No, Mrs. Ann.
Mrs. Ann.
I have listened to you, and I have 10,000 to help, so maybe the funds can come out. I really understand your plight. I'll be waiting for the payment details so that your funds will be transferred tomorrow. Regards, Barrister Morris. Mrs. Ann, this is not my fault this time.
Oh, boy.
I guess the other ones were.
Yeah.
I received the sum of 41,000 Japanese yen. Mr. Eric was shot this morning, and he's been rushed to the hospital in Singapore.
How'd he know?
Why are you laughing? He's a man of the law. Interpol Eric Boy, and you fucking laugh? He gets shot in the line of duty, and you laugh? What is wrong with you, Joseph?
I just have no
tonight
clue.
We found out you don't have respect for the Constitution or the men of law. What is wrong?
At all.
The men of law.
The men of law. He works for the Interpol. I'm disappointed. Eric was shot in the morning, and he's been rushed to the hospital in Singapore. I need 29,000 Japanese yen to complete the fees and proceed to the telex department. Please do your best. I already informed Mr. Miller.
Telex?
I know.
That's technology old is old. I remember my mom's law office used to have the telex number on there.
What's a telex?
A telex is like a...
It's older than fax. Yeah. It's like... older than telegrams.
That's 40-year-old technology.
It's like two rocks banging together.
Yeah. Telex.
Telex.
Mrs. Ann, I do not know why you are thinking about me. Because you're hot.
I know I am giving you my words
that as soon as the 70,000 Japanese yen is completed, the funds will be in your bank account this week, surely. Eric is in critical situation now, and he needs proper medical care.
So what does one have to do with the other?
You know. Don't make me draw the connections. I have sent mail to Mr. Brown. Regards, Barrister Morris. Mrs. Ann, the whole money with me now is 60,000 Japanese yen. I do not have any money to complete it. I told James yesterday, please send 10,000 Japanese yen to complete. Mrs. Ann, oh my, he's a persistent motherfucker.
Really?
The bank was completing all document work in your name. Now they see you've gotten the affidavit of oath in your name.
The affidavit of oath! What about the affidavit of nutmeg? We don't have the funds for that. Only the affidavit of oat.
By the way, fun fact, affidavit of oat best received at breakfast made with a little milk.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
When you want to receive your affidavit of oat.
Absolutely.
And for an extra fee, honey nut affidavit of oat.
Honey nut affidavit of oat.
Please send 60,000 yen to the little big.
That's so good.
Or buzz off.
Funny. The bridge too far.
You gave it a funny. Too late now. I think
I gave it a funny.
You did give it a funny.
I gave it a funny.
You gave it a funny.
All right, it's late. I'm not thinking. All right.
You can't take back a compliment.
All right. You'll get the funny on that, okay?
Thank you. That's all I ask. All right. After all, Mr. Eric was shot.
Yeah, right.
do it for his family. That. No wonder I can't read it. Look at this fucking awful English. That is was.
Wasn't it a popular band in the 80s?
Yes. That is was not. That is.
Sounds like Shakespeare drunk.
that is.
Was once.
That is was still on Mr. Jimmy Jones' name, so I have to fight to change it. That was why I have not replied to
fight to
you.
Change the beginning of that paragraph.
That was why I have not replied to your email. The fees for the affidavit of oat is $650.
With cinnamon?
I have
it's $675.
Mrs. Ann, I have not received the $300 from Jennifer. Please kindly respond back to me urgently so now I can know what to do. Thanks, Barrister Morris. Mrs. Ann, I will never lie to you. News has just reached me now that Jennifer Green was hospitalized at the hospital, which is one of the
You don't want to be hospitalized at the supermarket.
Get me out of the produce stat.
It's like when everyone said he was rushed to the hospital. Nobody's ever moseyed to the hospital.
No. <Yeah. laughs> We'll just walk there. It's it's better.
When I complete the bit, I remember it.
It was a Joe Curry classic for many years.
The
wood chipper, the heart attack.
Oh, yeah. I still do that. I do that. I still do that bit.
Oh, how lovely.
Nobody moseys.
It's a Joe Curry classic.
I know that one.
Classic Curry.
Haven't done it for years, but it fits into the whole healthcare thing I do now.
Being topical by bringing back old shit. No. Jennifer Green.
Why
was
not? It fills time.
Sure. Somebody should. If you had merch, you could use that to fill time, too. It's all good. Jennifer Green was hospitalized at the hospital yesterday morning. She got
I'm sorry.
That's like a little rascal. But fire at the fire station. Fire at the fire station.
She got an accident when going to the Western Union. I am not a liar, and I think I've had enough of your insult. I'm trying to reach her father now. Take care. Dear Mummy Ann.
Live from the hospital, it's Jennifer.
I am writing you this mail from the hospital.
Thank you.
I am very weak, spelled the days of.
What are you, Tuesday?
I'm feeling a little Friday today,
a little Friday.
I have Friday. Do I hear Saturday? Do I have Saturday?
I had a Wednesday hump day accident, which is why I had to be hospitalized at the hospital. I got humped too far. I am very weak, and I got news from my dad that you will help me. And next time you say you cannot help me, please, Mummy, I need your help. The funds are there, and I have witnessed it.
Okay.
I was very happy I got you as a mom. Please help me. Yours sincerely, daughter Jennifer. They are laying the bullshit.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
I got you.
Oh, yeah.
I got you as a mom. Like there was a lottery. I got
been.
You. Kinda.
There may have been.
You had a whole damn team's working today.
Really? Everybody's on.
All right, so there's is now an email from Jennifer. The subject title is "I will try to do it fast." This is to Anne. Mummy, the funds will go straight to your bank account. Japan government will never stop the funds. Please send $430 to Mr. David tomorrow morning. Please in the morning. Mrs. Anne, Yorkshire Bank has wired the funds into your bank account. It will take 72 hours to be processed. Regards, Barrister Moore. This is how I like feel, like listening to them try to get this money is like how I try to feel when I try to get things done for the website. It's just fucking exhausting.
Like every little step.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just fucking exhausting. Mummy Ann, the funds will take 72 hours to get to Japan. My dad said you will send money to me. I need medicines. Please, Mummy, help me.
I need medicines. Could that be more vague?
Yes. Your daughter, Jennifer. Dear Mummy Ann, please change the name to David Moore Akragana. Mrs. Yvonne Yaboa is on leave. Yours, daughter. I guess she lost the group.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
She's in a new cafe.
She might have been transferred.
Yeah, could
She's
have
on
been.
Leave. She was not living leave. Up to scamming snuff. Mrs. Ann, the bank has asked me to report that the Federal International Tax Bureau certificate that what the fuck?
What's this?
The bank has asked me to report with the Federal International Tax Bureau certificate that will cover the funds in Japan. They are asking for $1,250 to get it done there in Japan statement. Please call me now. I do not have the amount. Barrister Mars. How could you make money always dealing with this bitch? I understand.
Really?
Mummy Ann, I am not a scammer. Whenever you have to start, I'm not a scammer.
You're a scammer.
Yes. Really?
You should start every email like that to me. I'm not a scammer, but the clips won't be ready. I am not a scammer, but I haven't. I forgot to bring my laptop and can't load the shows.
No. I'm going to text you. Please don't call me that. I heard you.
Yeah, it's funny.
Mummy Ann, I am not a scammer. Please do not call me this word.
I'm sorry. Every email to each other from now on, please don't call me that.
Please don't call me that.
That's a new rule. Any show.
New rules. I've gone to meet my friend's father here in UK, and I explained to him. So he went with me this morning to the bank, and they said they do the transfer without tax clearance for Japan, that the funds will be blocked there. You'll find it difficult to clear out the funds. I begged, with 1G, Mr. Roland, my friend's dad, and he promised to give me 500 pounds because he's a fat fuck.
He has that much to spare? Jesus.
I will help you with it. You are my only hope, Obi-Wan.
Yes,
please save me.
That's how I'm hearing
it's
this.
Like somebody watched Star Wars. Yeah. And let's throw this in. Who's going to be Yoda? Yours sincerely, daughter, Jennifer.
She's so full of it.
Mrs. Ann Jackson, the UN is reading all your articles, are they? They are trying to see if you work with them in the future. Your funds will be transferred. It's just for you to obtain the Federal International Tax Bureau, which is $1,250.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
I've been assigned to move to England and tomorrow. Assigned to move to England tomorrow noon. You are very lucky and will make sure that the funds are transferred. James will also leave for Thailand, Bangkok tomorrow from Afghanistan.
Oh, my. What the hell? Wait a minute. Now, who was in the...
This is from Eric.
Wait. Okay. But who was in the... James was in the hospital, right?
Well, Eric was in the hospital. James was in jail and was threatening to kill himself.
Okay. And Eric was in the hospital, and so was Jennifer. Yeah. Apparently, she's okay, but she needs medicines. Yeah. I'm just kind of trying to keep track here.
I have to call the lawyer to come to my office tomorrow noon. I am waiting for your confirmations of your full banking details. Sorry for my late response to your mails, but I thought the other guy was handling this shit. Regards, Mr. Eric. Mrs. Ann, I have never kept silent since the beginning of this transaction. Please take note of that and stop the insult, the way you insult me, because I can charge you for that at the court of law.
Imagine that.
Oh, my. We would all be broke. Oh, I charge you.
Imagine that in public discourse. Trump would constantly have to be backspacing. Yeah, can't call her Pocahontas. Can't
that's
call
gonna
her cost
crooked. Me.
You can imagine this show. It's like, okay, Mr. Curry, your share, $10,000. $10,000. Have you heard what you told these people the past 6 years?
You're really.
Quite frankly, it's a good thing you had a good attorney. Like Morris over here would have been a lot higher.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
But it keeps going down in yen, so keep insulting people. It'll just go down.
Your funds has been held in Australia this morning, and they sent you a...
Like, how did they get there?
You know how.
They like to travel.
Why? I think that they just spin the globe and...
I wish that was her funds, but they get to see a lot of the world.
I know, they do.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about funds is they don't go from point A to point B. They go to A to Z to Y to N. They never really make it to B, but there's a lot of stops.
Her money has much more exotic vacations than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her money's worth more than you are.
Yeah, that's true.
Your funds has been sold in Australia this morning. They sent you an email only for you to pretend as if you did not see it.
What?
Why?
You heard him. Please contact the EU in Australia. Why would I have to contact the European Union in Australia?
Yeah, because why would they? Yeah, they don't even know what they're saying anymore.
What the fuck is that? Even the
call the Bank of America in India.
Yeah. Well, no, that one's more true.
Either way, you get fucked. Yeah. It's just a different accent. This is from an email, the Euro Monitor Committee Union.
Ah, of course.
And the email, of course, is the Euro Union Committee Unions. At Europe.com. Sounds for real.
It sure it is.
And this is dated Monday, January 24th, 2013, at 11:55 p.m. European Union Tax Force of Held Funds. There's a telephone number. Euromala account.
Your mother?
There's an Australian address. Attention, Mrs. Ann Jackson.
Oh, boy.
Our reason of sending you this message is to alert you of your funds. Nobody can fucking speak. Of your funds been held here in Australia. You're required to contact us in the next 48 hours so that we can verify the funds and then release it to you by Western Union money transfer. This transfer will not be made bit by bit. This transfer will be made bit by bit.
Oh, because that's the way banks usually work.
Yeah. Using technical jargon. So you have to know that the EU tax fees will be paid, and it's only the fees you have to send to Australia before your funds will be transferred through Western Union each and every day. So now you got a fucking plan to go to Western Union every day.
Oh. Yeah, and she's going to get it on the installment plan?
The installment plan.
Okay.
Bit by bit.
Wait, so if I give you $5, you'll give me $3? Is that how it works?
I don't know. The fees for the Western Union and Euro and EU is 2,500 euros. Yeesh. Your funds has been estimated to be 800,000 euros. We await your prompt response. Sincerely, Mrs. Sharon Welms. And that's where we'll stop.
Sharon Welms?
That's a new name.
Yeah, really.
Overwhelms me. Yeah, I know. As soon as it was coming out of the mouth, I knew I was in trouble.
didn't stop you.
No, it never does. Wow. Okay. Well, that was like a world traveling.
What?
We just traveled the world with your friends.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did. You want to give us some tallies?
Okay. Well, I think that it'll be really easy. It was zero Mr. Davins, zero Damn It Red, All Red, and zero Asshole.
Fine job. Great job of picking.
Thank you. And since there were two zeros, and, well, Joe's girl picked four Mr. Davins, no Damn It All Red, and no Asshole, she's the closest one.
Nobody fucking wins tonight. You all suck.
Yeah, we all suck. Well, my categories would have been good if there was anything else but people yelling at her and telling her how much money they want.
Are you fucking new to this bit?
Yeah, I know. Well, she usually yells back during the bit.
Well,
so that's what I was banking on.
She was holding her tongue.
What? No. That
does not
happen.
She was just saying one side of the conversation.
Yeah.
So, all right. Nobody wins.
Nobody
gets a prize.
I tried to give it to you, Joe's girl, but he won't. Davin said no.
Joe will give it to you later, Joe's girl.
What?
Why would you get upset about that?
I didn't get upset about it.
Fine, Joe just wants to hold hands later, Joe's girl. You happy, you faggot?
No, it's just funny.
What?
Stop. Faggot. I called him a faggot.
You did.
I'll do it again. When there's no fees for insults on this show, thank goodness.
Your words are offending me.
I'm not running for office. I can't offend you.
Words hurt.
Well, then you expect some body blows.
Yeah, Joe's girl says I'd rather have it from Joe anyway. There you go.
I said Joe was going to give it to her, and he kind of fucking balked.
He didn't offer it.
Yeah,
himself.
I was sticking up for Joe's girl.
Yeah, I know.
So why is she attacking me?
She's a little confused. I thought you were going to give it to me, Joe's girl. That's what everybody's waiting for.
Are we?
No. Yeah.
Don't flatter yourself.
No, just me.
Don't flatter yourself.
Just me.
Please. Had enough of all of you.
He's done.
Tau of Energy is an energy solutions company. Oh, start again. Tau of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Ciancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescas-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every meal is not just a visit, but a memory. That made no sense at all. Every visit is not just a meal, but a memory. That's right. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. And we have a show coming up November 10th. With Mike Morse. Mike Morse will be there. A great show. So experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. And you deserve Portobello.
Before Pip goes on, I will just say that the governor races in from New Jersey and Virginia are in, and it looks like the Democrats won.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Huh.
So, the Democrats held one. They held Virginia. And they got New Jersey back, but not really surprising. Chris Christie was very unpopular.
Very unpopular. I wasn't expecting anything, but...
Be interesting to see what the down-ballot votes look like, but that's good. That's good news. And the Virginia Northern won rather heavily. They thought that Gillespie had really tightened it up, but Northern won 54-45.
Well, Trump didn't win Virginia anyway.
No, he didn't win, but they felt that Northern was not really a very charismatic guy, and that Gillespie had kind of closed it up in the past couple of months, but guess not.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Thanks for the results.
Sure, that's what I do.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you feel like an ass.
Sometimes you need much more.
A big ass. Get that big ass on over here, Pip Healy.
A quick bite. Or a feast.
I'm going to let you do your read.
Befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.jencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.jencarellispizzanj.com or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
De Blasio won re-election in New York City.
Get out.
It was a landslide, 64.5% to 29.7%. And it's not like the Republicans can't win the city. We've seen Republican mayors. I mean, I know New York's a very liberal town, but we've seen Republican be mayor.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting because de Blasio is not popular at all.
Oh, he's
horrible. No. I'm shocked that he's bad.
I guess they felt he was better than Bo Dietl. I don't know what to tell you, Joe.
Well,
who is the young lady that was running?
Well, Dietl was running, but Nicole Malliotakis.
Yeah. Easy for you to say.
It was not. And Sal Albanese and Akeem Browder. I'm kind of interested to see if the New York con law. Did you have an opinion on the New York Constitutional Convention? Are you aware of what it was?
No, what it was.
Never mind. If you don't have I'm not going to fucking explain it. It's no point. If you had an opinion, I would have discussed
it. Well, what's it about? You can't just say something and not explain, you know, say what it is.
He can.
What is it?
I do it all the time.
I understand, but what is it?
It's every 20 years, New York can have a constitutional convention to change the Constitution. So that was on the ballot.
Okay.
But you don't. It looks like they are poised to vote down the Constitutional Convention. That was 10 hours ago. All right, we'll see what happens.
I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not really surprised either, to be honest with you. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Side-Splitting Productions, all of your entertainment needs. Hey, it's holiday season time. You need a Santa Claus. We'll send Joe there. Hey, he can be mirthy and nice.
Santa Claus.
Oh, I invited, speaking of Santa Claus, I invited Apple to come up because he also plays Santa Claus.
And oh, dueling.
Yeah, not this year. He's not. I don't think he's doing Santa this year.
Well, he still has some awful Santa Hell gigs.
Oh, yeah.
So
dueling Santas?
Yeah. Well, not dueling Santas.
I'm actually doing a gig that he's done for years because he's not doing it anymore.
But I would invited him for some Hell gig stories.
Hey.
Santa
nice.
Santa Hell gig stories are nice.
Lovely.
Supplement shows. We enjoy this. Anyway, Side-Splitting Productions, if you need a Santa Claus, if you need a comedian, give us a call. 551-404-3094. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip?
Well, I would like you to listen to Mr. Helix's radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com. He plays great music. It's really funny. And it's from 3 to 6 every weekday. He's got the drive time slot. So please listen to Mr. Helix's show on HudsonRiverRadio.com. 3 to 6 every day.
I was going to say something naughty when you said that.
Oh.
I refrained.
What? Now you got to say it.
You can't just say something without explaining it.
Exactly. That's the rule.
I was going to say, drive time slot. Is that what you're calling that area now?
It's been called that for years.
Yeah, fucking easy pass. Huddle a huddle a ho. I don't fucking roll your eyes like there's a fucking traffic backlog trying to get in there. Fucking truckers honking their horn. Let's go. Clear those legs. I'm tired of getting stuck in the bushes. Let's go. It's a drive. Don't shake your head just because you want to do your fucking stupid plugs. Otherwise, you'd be laughing. That's why you're all poised because you actually have this shit in front of you for a change instead of fumbling through your stupid paperwork like you're surprised you actually have a gig.
Oh, my God. You're so mean to me.
Because I saw what he was doing.
No, I got my gigs together. Yeah.
Mazel tov. So it's not just the, well, you know, just check my Facebook page and shit will be there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's got to Your point is...
That's what usually happens when you get flustered for not being able to find your gigs.
Yeah, well, that's not tonight.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying you're all fucking eager because you actually have this shit in front of you.
Yeah.
Normally, you'd take this opening to ruffle
Can't
through.
Can't you be happy for me?
No.
What did I just say?
Are you new?
You know, you're wrong. You're wrong. When you said you cut your head shaving, I was happy. I was very happy. I was ecstatic.
Yeah. You also told me to try my throat next time.
Because I think you could do better. I'm supportive.
Do better was his theme earlier.
What, am I wrong? I want to see Joe be all he could be.
Yeah, and be sliced.
It's a great way to lose
ear.
Weight. You lose a little blood.
You die. You decay. You drop 50 pounds in 3 weeks.
I won't see much of a difference. Maybe your eyes will be a little bit more sunken, but other than that, it's fine.
Oh my gosh.
It's not like you're going to lose any fucking hair. Yeah, I mean, maybe your fingernails will get a little longer because that shit happens. That's fine. Contributions to the same will be on the chauffeur will be about the same. You know.
I would have about the same drive and muscle tone, so.
Muscle tone. Like you have that. Yeah. Anyway, my little veal. We live the veal lifestyle down in this joint, don't
veal
we?
Life.
Veal life. Veal lives matter, Joe. Veal. But we don't march because then we're not going to be tender.
We're just kind of loll to the other side.
We're not going to stop. We won't be tender.
That's great.
Well, just trying to be consistent. All I ask for. Nobody likes a marching veal. Kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Now you're just a fucking steer. Go fuck yourself.
Now you're a small steer. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're
go out to pasture, stupid.
Yeah. Now you're tough and not tasty. Now you're a shoe.
Yeah.
How you like that?
Now you're a shoe.
You could have been succulent and delicious. Now you're a shoe.
That's suckly. You could have been at that restaurant, but now no.
Now we're going to Tom McCann's to visit you, stupid
right.
ass. You happy? I think so. Now, Joe.
All right. November 10th. Bands are playing back to back this week, my friend.
Belly to belly.
Belly to belly. November 10th, the Debonair Music Hall, or it used to be called.
Is that a place called Debonair Music Hall?
They just renamed. It used to be called Mexicali Live.
They fucking changed to Debonair?
Yes.
Look, I wasn't.
Have a fucking name. I wasn't at the meeting, stupid, all right?
Well, for a change, it might have been good if you were. I mean, how about name? Who can fucking spell Debonair?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you want out of me?
Can you? I can't spell it.
D-E-B.
Yeah, look, she's the smart one, and she don't know.
D-E-B-O-N-A-I-R.
I don't think that's right.
D-E-B-O-N-A-I-R.
Debonair. Use the last fucking brain cell you had. What a fucking stupid name.
I know, and I used it on that.
Is it a place to hear rock and roll music, or are we getting our hair done?
No.
It's actually, the logo is kind of cool. It's a big skull with, it looks like it has a nice shirt on, and it's got a martini glass or something.
Well, there's nothing like a classy skeleton.
Yeah.
Sure. It's not your average Halloween skeleton.
I looked at the name and I was like, what? Where are we?
the logo sounds really cool.
I was confused.
But we're not a bright society, and I include myself in that. Nobody can spell that shit.
No.
No.
Well, anyway, we're going to be there.
go to the place with the cool logo.
Sexy Susan, we're doing an acoustic. We're doing acoustic. Sounds going to sound amazing. And that's
Is that unplugged?
Yeah, unplugged.
Same thing I would do if you were on a respirator.
November 10th, going to be
You thought it was funny. You just didn't like it because you died.
Look, I could have put my balls in a vice and twisted it 7 times. I wouldn't have thought that was that funny.
Let's see what happens.
I thought you were going to say, would you?
Well, I know he would, but I just want to test the theory. You can't just say something and not prove it, Joe. You said that. Let's go. I'll get the vice. You get the balls. I'll try the choke again, and we'll see who's right. I'm willing to play your game.
I'll get the vice.
Please hopscotch in front of a truck.
Go for it. They're probably on the way to her traffic slot.
Anyway, enough of stupid's rambling.
Yes.
November 10th, Debonair Music Hall in Teaneck, New Jersey, 1409 Queen Anne Road, Teaneck, New Jersey. It's going to be Sexy Susan. We're doing an acoustic set. It sounds amazing. It really is coming. Sounds very good. And the next night, November 11th, we're doing the Freak Festival show with Fragile Sky, and that's going to be at Dingbats in Clifton, New Jersey, 620 Van Houten Avenue, Clifton, New Jersey. We're going on around 9. And then I put all the musical stuff aside, and it is time for comedy down at Uncle Vinny's on Sunday the 12th. That show will be at 5:30, so check that on out.
Joe's going to have a long car ride home. Mm. Who's laughing now, stupid?
Certainly not somebody in the chat. But
you thought you were so fucking smug and funny, didn't you? It's all fun and games till shit gets revealed.
Oh, the pain.
Well, not my pain. I feel fine. All right. Thursday, November 9th, I'll be in Manhattan on the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club. For tickets, call 212-757-2323.
He's in trouble already. He's having our tickets all together in the car.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
I just got the booking.
All caps, 3 exclamation marks. Sunday!
We'll have plenty of time to be together. I'll explain on the ride home.
Well, what's her schedule look like?
Huh?
Maybe her schedule's jam-packed. You don't have time to rearrange.
We always make it work.
Trouble.
I'm sure you do. You guys are heroes.
Wait! Start with the kissy face because you're gonna be kissing some ass.
Somebody's gonna have to give a massage in a bedroom. Somebody's gonna have to wear the itchy sweater that she likes so much that you don't.
Oh shit!
What?
Don't call me later, LOL.
Maybe Shane, don't call her LOL or later.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys can have a meeting with all the parties and you can arrange your schedules so you guys get the quality time that you deserve. And then you'll get offered another gig and fuck that up too.
Joe, there's going to be pickles.
There's going to be. And we're not going to be in the meeting. But in your defense, this is your lifestyle. This is what you do. Mm. So,
yes.
You know, it's one thing to pick out furniture. It's another thing to realize this is kind of what you do. You get gigs, you go. Yeah.
Look what you did.
Well, like I said, I got the offer this afternoon, so,
you know. And, you know, fuck plans.
And you revealed it here.
You know, I mean, a lady waits for you, looks forward after a long week of not being with you to spend some time with you, but you got offered a gig. I understand. I'm sure she's very understanding as well. I'm sure it's going to work out fine. I'm sure there won't be any dirty looks. And
you want to shove me any farther under the bus, dumbbell?
Yes. I wasn't going to, but then you called me dumbbell. That was hurtful. Words hurt.
I know, you're going to pay. I'm sure.
Well, you know, maybe you should let her shave your head
next time. It's like the time with the cat. What was it called? Pumpkin? And I wouldn't take, you know, and I said, look, I can't take the cat. You know, Joanne doesn't really want a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Joanne didn't really want a husband, but you stuck around.
Then I come home and Joanne's like, why don't you want pumpkin? I go, how do you know about pumpkin? Oh, I go, Davin wrote me. I'm like.
I wrote her?
Yeah.
Maybe she was listening. I don't think I would write her.
You wouldn't send her
you
something
wrote,
and say.
You texted her or something like that.
I don't even have her. I texted her. I don't
what?
Have her fucking number. What type of delusions
do
you have?
Right, text Joanne. I don't
maybe know, she listened to the fucking show. Happens.
Right. We've been. It's been known to happen.
Exactly.
I don't know who's listening.
But you know what?
It's a free country.
Listen, plans are meant to be broken. Anyhow, I'll continue.
So were balls.
Well, they were already in a vice, so they're not, it's not like they're moving around. So anyway, yeah, this Thursday, November 9th, 11 p.m. show, Broadway Comedy Club. I'll be there. Tickets, 212-757-2323. Friday, November 10th, as Joe said, Size Printing Productions presents live comedy in Oakland, New Jersey, Portobello Banquet, starring Mike Morris, Casey Aurora, and Jeffrey Paul. Tickets, 201-337-8990, extension 2. And Sunday, November 11th, I'll be in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, at the Shrewsbury Fire Department. For tickets, email hubs, hubs17@gmail.com.
Whose husband is that?
Oh,
or is it more than one?
I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like for an abbreviation for like a name. I didn't think it was like, oh, the Hubs is away.
Hubs is away. The
so
fireman will play.
Yeah, Hubs is away, so you have this small window to show up. You know, I didn't think it was that. I didn't think of it like that, but I thought it was a last name.
I think somebody's stepping out. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm
with
not
Hubs.
I know where the gig is. I don't have to email Hubs.
I think you do.
Joe, do I have to email Hubs?
No, but tell people where we're going at the end of the month.
I did on the fucking other part of the show.
Or on this part of the show
maybe
now.
Maybe they're not
can't
listening.
Can't hurt to remind them.
No, I fucking told them.
No, tell them again.
When attendance is lax, it's your fault.
When the audience walks out, it's yours. Everybody has a role to play.
Touche.
Touche?
Instead of touche.
I'm probably saying douche.
Yeah, well.
Wasn't that funny?
Yeah.
November 29th, Lumberton, North Carolina will be at Adelia's. Joe and I will be there. And November 30th through December 2nd, Joe and I will be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the Carolina Comedy Club. So
that's right.
the dirty looks going back and forth.
No, I'm tired of staring down. He's giving dirty looks.
Yeah,
stare down at the telephone pole when you drive into it, will you?
Joe was like powering down, and Davin's looking at him like, ugh.
No, we actually talked about my funeral arrangements again today at the day program.
And I like how it's a recurring conversation.
And it was fun because I...
it was fun.
I was saying, don't forget my arrangements that my friend Lenore and Davin have to give the eulogy because it's going to be fun to watch them struggle to say nice shit about me.
Why did this come
up
again?
This will be good practice if I do decide to run for office lying and telling people what they want to hear. Your death might work out well for me. I've often thought it would, but now it's just a cherry on top.
I've often thought it would.
Oh, let's be honest. It'll work out fine for me. I'll be okay.
And Joe's just completely nonplussed.
You're
going
to run for office?
Yeah.
You need a dog catcher, huh?
Do they even have dog catchers anymore?
No.
Yeah. Animal control.
Somebody would know.
Animal control, yeah.
Yeah, but they
run for dog. You know, it's a better job. You could find a raccoon, and if there's a raccoon under a fucking porch, you can go after that and get that out.
So it's not dog catchers, animal control.
Well, yeah, it's animal control.
Animal control.
It's a fancier title for you.
They made it more general.
I'll be a campaign manager.
Oh, that'll be fine.
I'll have all these animals running like hell with stupid behind me.
Choreography now? little fucking keyboard solo as I'm fucking chasing after the animals? No.
We're workshopping.
Are you having, like, fond memories of the day that the whole zoo got loose? We were doing a radio show and Davin wasn't there. We were like, oh, thank God, there's a star to talk about.
Yeah.
You made some good radio that one time.
Yep. There was that once. Remember all those years ago, Joe?
It was a damn fine show when I was in Canada. You guys did an hour. It was very good.
Yes.
Very entertaining. I think Saddam Hussein died.
Oh, it was like the craziest news cycle. We were like,
oh, yeah.
Yay!
Plethora.
We had all plethora. The stuff to play with. It was great.
Yeah. But, you know, try dragging a couple turds across the finish line every week. That's not easy either. All right. I'm just saying. I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
You said.
I think we've done enough.
Yes.
Let's thank some people. Thank you all for listening live or on replay or on podcast. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks for those in the chat. Come out and see some live shows. Come out and support Mr. Helix's radio show. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.